is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Say something. Not my mind. It is praying time. Reminded of a songwriter that wrote the song, said, we don't pray like we used to pray. That's a true statement. Prayer got us this far. And look like we can kind of let it go. But now is the time to really grab on to prayer. For every time we need to pray. Amen, it is now. Prayer to a holy God. We're praying to a holy God. He's our creator. He intercedes. Christ is our interceder. He's our mediator. He's the one that relay our message to the Father. And we want to connect with him. Amen. Holy God, we come. Father, you told Moses that day when he was in your presence too. The grand ground that you stand on is holy ground. And we ought to take off our shoes, Lord. Take off everything that's not like you, Lord. Lord, that our ear may not be dull when you speak, Lord. For we know that sin separated from you, Lord. We confess our sins even right now, Lord. Forgive us of our sins right now, Lord. Your word said, don't say that we have no sin. If you do, we're a liar, and the truth is not in us. But your word said, if we confess our sins, Lord, you are just and willing to forgive us of our sins, Lord, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Oh, let us repent, Lord. For godly sorrow leads to repentance, Lord. Help us to really cry out unto you, Lord God, for the thing that we have done against you, Lord, and against your will, Lord. That it may not hinder us, Lord, when we pray, Lord. And when we pray sincere from our heart, Lord. For the pure in heart shall see God. Lord, we lift up all those that are bereaved right now, Lord. We pray out for comfort, 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 Lord. You are the God of comfort, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord, we need your divine help right now, Lord God. We're dealing with so much, Lord. So much struggle that we're dealing with, Lord. In our homes, in our family, then on our jobs, oh God. In our communities, oh God. In our schools, oh God. Help, Lord. In our churches, help, Lord. We speak peace, we speak unity, Lord. Father, in our nation, Lord. You see what's going on in our nation, Lord God. You told us to pray for our leaders, oh God. Although they're in leadership, Lord, we pray for them, Lord. We lift them up, Lord God. We lift up our president, God. We lift up all our governments, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father. For your words say, let every soul be subject to the higher power. For there is no power but of God, O God. And all the powers there be, Lord, they come from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We lift up our pastor, Lord. We lift him up, O God. We lift him up unto you, Lord God. We thank you for how far you brought him, Lord God. We thank you for how you healed his body, Lord. How you went through him, oh God. How you eased his pain, oh God. We thank you. Lift up all ministers of God. Help us, Lord. Help us be unified together, Lord. Help us to lift up your holy name, Father. For you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, Lord. We realize we don't have no drawing power, but if we lift you up, Lord, you are able to draw, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for what you've already done, and we thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do in our life, oh God. We thank you that you're going to make a way out of no way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You put food on our table. You put clothes on our back, Lord. You put shelter over our head, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. We realize that you're not finished with us yet, Lord God. And you're still dealing with us, Lord. As Job said, Lord, when you get through with us, we'll come forth as pure gold, Lord. Thank you for our trials and our tribulation, oh God. For we know, Lord, you have already overcome the world, Lord. And you told us to be of good cheer, Lord. But we have something to shout about, Lord God. We don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you would go with us as we travel the danger highways. Bless our going and our coming back. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we say amen, amen, and amen.
Got no mic. Them girls sung out there hard, and I'm having a hard time containing myself over here. Man, when that song said, breathe on me. You know, when God breathes on anything, it comes to life. Amen. Come on, get this mic from me, girl.
Most gracious to God Almighty, our Savior Jesus Christ, the Spirit that liveth and abideth within all of us that been converted, been born again, born of the water and of the Spirit of the blood. We thank God for you today because he has blessed us and brought us to where we are even this very day. And I'm gracious to him for that because he has the authority and the higher power. There's no power beyond his power. All power that exists come from above. And sometimes we abuse the authority that he gives us on this earth. And we got to give heed to his authority and walk by faith and not by the circumstances of things we see in the natural. We can't pay any attention to them because they're going to cross us up and hold us back. But we got to look to the hill to whence cometh our help, knowing, because you've been born again, that your help come from the Lord that made heaven and earth, created all things. And he has given us instructions here on this earth how to get to heaven. And the only way we get there, we got to follow those instructions. We got to first commit our ways to him so he can direct our paths. After we do that, we just have to keep studying, keep praying, keep giving him glory. Don't take no glory for yourself. Give him the glory. Lift him up, because he the one going to do all the drawing. He the one going to do all the fixing. And his fixture has already been inputted within us. All we have to do is believe it and walk by faith, and he will secure us in his will. Today, and giving all honor to all the ministers of the gospel, all the ones that's gathered here this day, we thank God for you, and we thank God for this choir and musicians that play and have jubilant spirits. within our being that we can rejoice. You know, singing, and I want you to know this, singing the one that lifts our spirit up. Singing lift your spirit up. When Saul got angry and upset, David came and played and sung and lift that spirit, evil spirit off of him. You know, singing gets us in tune. It gets us tuned up with the Spirit of God. And when we get tuned with the Spirit of God, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank God for that today. For the word today for Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. And for it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You may be seated. Share a thought with you. God is our help. He's our help. Whenever we need him, we just have to call on him. I know we know the scripture, but the scriptures say, and all that, and we can tell people what the scriptures say, that's good, all that's good, and that's to the glory of the Father. But let me tell you, you got to live the scripture. Got to live and walk by the scripture. If you can live and walk by the scripture, people will see the scripture in you, and God going to get the glory because they know this, you can't do nothing except you have him within you, living within you. And the Spirit of Christ lives within us. It's not floating out there somewhere. It lives within us, the people of God, those that have been born again, those that accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, that confess with their mouth that Jesus died, he was buried, and that he rose again, and God made a covenant from thou shalt be saved. And when you get saved, you got to walk upright, stay in a straight and narrow path. If you can stay there, you're going to be with God. When the yes shall appear, you're going to look like him, act like him, and do like him. And that's going to be the joy of our salvation. He said, the word of God is quick. It's the discerner. Yeah. The word discern who you are, whose you are, what you intend to do. It brings peace, love, joy. The word of God. Jesus set the example on Calvary. All that he did to him, he never said a mumbling word. He took it all for our sake, that he may establish us and bring us back to the Father. And he did it because he hung on Calvary's cross and looked up to heaven and said, Father, it's finished. All the work that you've charged me to do, I've completed it now. Now I'm ready. I'm ready now. And he hung his head and locked his shoulder and gave up the ghost. And I thank God that he did do that today. That's why I can stand where I stand today. And he said, in powerful. There's no power beyond God's power. No authority beyond God's authority. And he said, the word, which is Jesus, sharper than any two-edged sword. You know what the word does? It lifts the righteous up, and it brings justice to the unrighteous. And they'll see clearly what they need to do and what they must do in order to inherit the kingdom of God. He goes on to say that it's sharper than a two-edged sword. See, the sword, which is the word of God, the Bible says, what it does, it builds you up when you're walking by faith. And then the ones that's not walking by faith, what it do is convict you and make you see yourself. In other words, the word show you a mirror. And if you don't see yourself as a son of God, then you need to repent and come to Christ and get born again of the water and of the spirit. He says, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and asunder, dividing the asunder, the soul and the spirit. You know, the humanity of mankind, we think, our intellect always tell us what to say and what to do. But the Spirit of God overcome our intellect. It take over our body and give us direction. Other words, the Bible says he orders our footstep. And he know the very intent of our thought before they ever come up. God already know them. And we justify us when we obey him. And he say, even the marrow of bone, the joints, the zone of the thoughts, everything I could think of, the Lord already thought of it and already put it in place. And it's nothing that I'm so great or I'm so straight that I know all this, know all about God. No, I'm being taught every day about God. I learn a little something every day about God. I don't know all about God yet. So you see, God got so many ways, so many things he did, we don't have enough paper in the book to put it all there, the things he said, did, and understood. And so we have to acknowledge God as our Savior, acknowledge him in all things that we do. He even know what I'm thinking. When I look at another brother, another sister, and I think Eve of them, God already seen that before you thought it. That's why he said we need the unity of God in our life. We need to be able to get along with one another. We need to be able to smile with everybody in the house of God. We need to be able, and I know we think it's a worldly thing, we need to, everybody here ought to high five sometime. High five sometime. Get a greeting, a hug, a rejoicing spirit in us. We don't need to think of evil. Evil gonna come anywhere you look. I don't care how good you are, evil gonna make itself present. And then when you've been empowered by the Spirit of God, you're going to overcome that. Jesus told us that he overcome everything. And because we love him, we in him, we're going to overcome as well. And I believe God. I believe him. And we're walking by faith and not by the things we see. And he said he know the very intent of our heart. He know what I'm assuming, what I'm thinking, where I'm headed. The song that y'all sung, he knew it before you ever sung it. And he put the spirit and the joy in the song that you sung. Because you sung it from the depths of your heart, and that means you was agreeing in his spirit. You agree with his spirit, and his spirit elevated you to another level. This is what God desires of us to do. He said, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight. Good God Almighty. Everything that have life in it, God got something to do with it. Believe me, everything that have life, he talks to animals and tell the animals what to do. The animals go and do what he say, but sometimes he talk to us and we want to argue with him and give our opinion with him. That's outlawism. We need to just do what the word say and go about our way and rejoice and be exceedingly glad, knowing that great is our reward in heaven. But sometimes God talk to us and we want to give him an opinion. We shouldn't do that. Everybody ought to have the same mind as Christ had. We don't need to look for thoughts and how I'm going to work this out. It's already been worked out. God worked it out before you was born. All we can do is accept it and walk in the straight and narrow path, and we're going to fulfill the joy of the Lord. And I want God to look down on me from heaven and say, look at my son there. I'm well pleased with him. He's walking in the light as I am the light. This is what we got to design our heart to do that. Saying no creature is not covered by God's mind, ain't manifested in through Christ Jesus. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Good God Almighty. Look, you know how we used to peep and see, is anybody looking? And it didn't see nobody? And we went our hayway? He seen it. Nothing uncovered. That's called iniquity. That's the hidden stuff of our life. That's stuff we don't talk about. That's stuff that we in church shouting and hopping and jumping, and then we got another little burden on our shoulder because we can't jump too high now because we got a burden on our shoulder because it brings back to our remember what we did. James say, look, you looked in the mirror walked away from the mirror and forgot how you look. Sometimes God save us and we get so religious until we kill another brother's spirit. We got to be low in compassion, meek and humble spirited in order to please God. God never fuss. Jesus never fuss. He instructed people in all things that he did. Even when he called people in their sin, he said, don't do it no more. That's all he said. Don't do it no more. He didn't condemn you for what you've done. He knew you had done wrong. You know you done wrong. So he said, look, go in peace now. Don't do that no more. Yeah. It's just how simple it is with us today. That's all we got to do is obey the word and walk by faith and not by sight. But he said nothing. All of us stand naked before God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Every one of us in here stand naked before God. Because God have an unseen eye. He looked through our own eye. And he sees the benefits. He sees the destruction. He sees the precautions in us. And he wants us to know what he know. Let this mind be in you. That was also whereabout? In Christ Jesus. See, we got to think like God. And when you read this book here, you say, is this the way God think? If that's the way God think, I'm going to think the same way. I ain't going to let my mind run off. I'm going to stay in tune with what the Lord said. And what he do, he empowers you. As you think his way, he empowers you. And you can go on and walk the streets. And one day you're going to walk the streets that paved with gold. But you got to stay in the straight and narrow path. He says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. We got Jesus. We got the great high priest that has gone on back to heaven. He come and brought us back to the Father, did all the work that he commissioned the Son to do. The Son did everything. And then when God called him, he opened the way up. And then when the disciples seen him, he said, Lord, when you going to do this? When you come back? He said, no, that ain't to you. No. Just hold on. Be faithful. Be true. Do what I tell you to do. And be prepared. Because I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming back. I don't even know. Only my Father know when I'm coming back to receive you into myself. He said, just be ready. All I want you to do is be ready. He said, this high priest, see, he's going back to heaven. Who is that high priest? Jesus, the Son of God. And we got to be energetic in doing what he wants us to do. We got to be quick. We got to be a discerner of the Spirit of God. We got to know the Spirit of God. We got a lot of noise. We got a lot. They got drum beats over there. Got keyboard beat. We got bass guitar, lead guitar. All of them got the same note, but it's a different sound. And we got to know the sound that bring harmony to all the body of Christ. If I tell them all of them to hit an E, and all of them hit an E, it's going to be in harmony, perfect harmony. It's different instruments, but all of them got the same sound, the same note. And we need to understand that. Look, we different in personalities, but all us governed by the same Holy Spirit. Same God, same faith, same baptism. We got the same Jesus. We got the same Holy Ghost. And sometimes I get disturbed in my mind when you got the Holy Ghost and you act one way, I got the Holy Ghost, I'm acting another way. That deterred me sometimes. We supposed to all act just alike. Because when Nimrod, and without the Holy Ghost, when Nimrod and his people was building a tower to heaven, the Bible say all of them had the same mind and they was not saved. They were worshipers of Isle of God and all kind of stuff. Their name wasn't even brought up around the throne. But they had one accord. And I pray God that one day we'll step in one accord. And when we've been saved, sanctified, and filled with God's Spirit, and if we get on one accord, I don't care what happened, there'll be no sickness here, no hunger here, no distress here, but we'll be in the will of God. We'll be caught up in God's vision. That's what he wants us to be. And we'll be just like him. So his eyes is upon us every day. We can't hide nothing from him. this high priest, he's going back to heaven now. He's sitting at the right hand of his Father. And what we got to do is practice and stay on in tune with what the Word of God say, and then one day we're going to be with them again. And all of us going to meet together. Whether you have went to sleep a while, or whether you're still standing here on this earth. He said, the one that went to sleep a little while, that's bone of him, he said, you're going to come up first. He's going to get them up first. And then the one that's still here standing up, just waiting or looking for the return of Jesus, he said, he's going to bring us up together to meet the others that he first called in the air. And the Bible said, we're going to forever be with the Lord. And this is what we need to hunger and thirst to do what the Lord say do. One day that we'll be all in harmony and peace, we'll have to go to work no more. We won't have to cry no more. We won't have to go, ladies, y'all won't have to go in the kitchen and cook no more. We're going to be living by the Spirit of God. It's a blessing. We won't have to iron your pants no more. Ladies, you want to get up and cook breakfast every morning like y'all do. He said, this high priest, don't ever think that this high priest cannot be touched without a feeling or our infirmity. Jesus know it all. He's present in all things. Just like he took on the sins of the whole world, but he never become a sinner. Did you hear what I say? He took on the sins of the whole world, but he never become a sinner. Even when he took on the sin, he still wasn't a sinner. He just ate up our infirmity, ate up our ignorance, ate up everything that was detrimental to us. He ate it up, and he struggled with it. He went down the grave, and he outdone sin and death. He beat him and left him in the grave. And this God wants us to continue to run behind him, to follow him, to worship him, to praise him, acknowledge him in all things that he may direct our paths. So whenever we pray and ask God to help us in these things, don't ever think, God, don't fear what we fear. Because we his sons and daughters, and he feel just what we feel. But here's the thing, he move when he get ready to move. He move at his will. I know sometimes I pray, God said, Lord, please come on, hurry, Lord, come and do this. But if he come quick, I might miss out on something. So he take his time. Even when they called him about Lazarus, he took 4 days before he come. Because he wanted them to see his manifestation of his power, of his authority. Say, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't be dead. But sometime, God got to let us go through a few things to bring some knowledge and understanding unto us. Sometimes we look at the ship roaring, but we don't want to drive it. We look at the high sky. We don't want to be up there. We just talk about it. But let me tell you, if you got to live it, you got to live it. If you live it, God going to supply your every need according to his riches. See, we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with our infirmity. Lord, he went through everything before we ever thought of it. When we was full of sin, nobody on earth was right. The man came and died for us that we may be reconciled back to the Father. When God made us, he made us a perfect human being. Perfect. We wasn't even no sinners until Adam had sinned. That's when we came sinners. That's when God gave the law. Without the law, there's no sin. And we need to know and understand that. And God want to supply all our need according to his riches and glory. And he say, he know our feeling. He know what we're thinking about. He know what we need in our body. He know what we need at our house. He know what we need in our car. He knows all that, but he gave us instructions how to get these things. And if we follow the instruction, we're going to always be right. You know, you buy a car sometime, and you got a warranty on it. You drive it and drive it and drive it, and then when the warranty go off, They send letters in the mail and tell you to come take up this insurance, this warranty, because things are so high now to buy, replace broken parts on your car. All he's telling you is this: look, you've been overcome in the fall, but you're a spiritual one. Restore yourself back to God. Come back to God. Acknowledge that you messed up. Tell God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And he goes, that's that extended warranty. That's the extended warranty that we receive. And he wants us to come and acknowledge him in all things. And he want to do our direction. He want to let us know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And the Bible said he did all this without sin. You know what? God has saved us, reconciled us back to the Father. When we mess up, now listen to this good. When we mess up, because he have already washed you of all your sin, you're not a sinner anymore. You've just been overcome in a fault now because you are saved by grace. You're overcoming a fault. And said, if a brother or sister be overtaken in fault, the spiritual one, the ones that see her that ain't condemned already, go to that brother, that sister, put your arm around them and nurse them back to where they need to be. They ain't got to go back in no water and be baptized. They ain't got to come confess nothing. Or they got to talk to Jesus. And he going to clean your slate. I thank God for that privilege. Because one time in life, every time we mess up, they had somebody come tell you what code you messed up on and what this penalty for this, and you're a peeping tone. They pluck your eyes out. You steal something. They cut your hand off. That's under the law. But when Jesus came, he said, look, I'm going to forgive you this time. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to let you go this time. But now you do it anymore, you got to face the judgment seat of God. And you can't face, ain't nobody here can face God head up. That's why he told us if we look on him, we're dead. You got to believe by faith and walk by faith now, and we don't have to look on him now. Every time I look in the Bible, I'm looking on Jesus. But I'm looking on him in faith. I'm looking on him as because he said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word what? Was God. Everything was produced by the Word. He said, let us therefore come boldly. Oh, Lord, don't half-step with me. Come boldly. I want you to come boldly. Be proud of yourself. If you sang that tenor, sang it. You sang soprano, sang it. Come boldly. Don't get back. Come bold. Know what you're doing. You know who you got. You know who lives in you. And you shouldn't be ashamed, because he said, if you're ashamed on me before men, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father, which art in heaven. Whatever you do, do it boldly. Do it boldly. Lord, see, I have to show mercy every time I do something here as a pastor. I got to show compassion and mercy. I don't care what you've done. I can't jump down your throat. That's according to the will of God. I got to talk to you and let you see what you've done. If you can see what you've done, you automatically gonna go to God and tell God, Lord, forgive me. Then you can come to me and ask me, maybe you pray for me, that I get my strength, that I'll be able to stand. But you got to first be reconciled to yourself. I know how it is sometimes. Time something happens, we run to the preacher. But the Bible tells me you pray first. You pray first. Then you send for the elders of the church and let them pray and anoint you with oil, and you shall recover. But we like to, every time something happens, the preacher. You got the deacon staff. They need to be holy and undefiled just like I am. That's right. Just like the preachers in here. You got to be holy and equipped according to the Bible that you can do the works of God. This is a ministry given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told us to be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is also perfect. So we have to lean and depend upon Jesus. We got to do it. If you don't do it, you're going to always fall in that slot. You'll never move up. You're just going to stay in one place. But when you accept Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, God will exalt you. You keep studying the Word, keep bragging on the Lord Jesus, keep walking with the Lord Jesus, keep loving your brother and your sister, knowing how to talk to one another, how to love one another. God going to elevate you to a level that the devil going to start telling you, putting in your mind, how did I get up here? And then you've got to confess and say, God did it. God did it. God put me where I am now. We got to know that there ain't no slip up and no luck. It's by the grace and the mercy of God that you are what you are right now. Unto the throne of grace. See, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can obtain mercy. God, you can't be merciful to me when you ain't in the Word. You're going to raise all kind of hell with me. We're going to see different things. We're going to have different understanding when you ain't in the Word. But when you're in the Word, we're going to all agree in one, because the Word don't have five personalities. They have one personality, and that's the personality of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus don't teach the obstruction. He teach peace, love, and joy. He prepare you for obstruction, that when you see obstruction, you just walk on by. Don't even pay any attention. Just walk by. Don't worry about it. You don't have to tell me how bad my ankle is. I know it for myself. I'm going to know it for myself. But when you start telling me how bad I am, I look at myself and I start thinking, you know, you are bad. And I'm leaving God out of the program. I'm thinking I'm bad. God made me good. And now I'm talking about I'm bad. God don't do double standards. He's one way. He don't do nothing but good. All good things come from above. And we got to acknowledge that every day, everywhere we go, we acknowledge that. Got to acknowledge that he give us mercy through his word. If we have mercy through the word of God, he said he going to give us grace in the time of need. He's going to give us grace in the time of need. When I need some mercy on me and I ain't got no way out, God sent somebody by. I ain't talking about no dove flying out there. He sent a human being by to help me and bring me out of the stuff that I'm in. God worked through us now. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and grace, he works through us. And stop praying to my God, send it on down. It's already here. We just got to obtain it. If it wasn't here, we couldn't have this salvation. Salvation comes because of Jesus Christ finished his work. And then we confess Jesus. And we become sons and daughters, heirs and joint heirs together with Christ. He wants us to show mercy. How can you obtain mercy then unless you be merciful? How can you get two walk together unless they agree? We everybody in this church today, we coming to an end. Everybody in this church today ought to be in so much harmony, amen. So much love. Yes, I don't care what we say or do to one another, love gonna just overcome everything. If I missay something to you, love in you, not me, the love in you gonna just run over. David say this, my cup runneth over with goodness and mercy. That's what God wants in us. He wants our love to run beyond. It's like osmosis. He wants to, if it rain on from heaven, he wants to rain all the way through us and have us under fire. And when he shall appear in the air, the Bible said we'll be just like him. You know, I'm waiting on that day. I'm waiting on that day when Jesus show his appearance and come to receive the church back to himself. We all gonna be joyous. We gonna see his appearance. And you talking about some glory, you talking about some shouting, some praising God when we yet see him. Lord, have mercy. He's our deliverer from all these things, all this creation, all this mess going on in the world. He has delivered us. We just have to believe and accept him. And I thank God for you today. May we be blessed of God. May we hear what the word of God has said. And may we walk in the light even as he's in the light. If we do that, we please the Lord. And I thank him for that even this day. And I want to say to it, maybe God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1.